Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference. Somebody's like, you just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. We're coming to you from Athens, Alabama at Coronation, where my wife does alterations and custom clothing. We're glad to have right now on the line with me Aaron Emmons. He is a brother to Annie McDaniel of Miss Annie's Home and Kitchen. We're glad to have him on the line with us. Aaron, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Thank you for having me.
Most glad to have you. As we talk about a special effort called Sunshine Life, you are helping to bring education to children in the Amazons. How did that effort start for you, Aaron, to take interest in children in the Amazons and their education?
Well, my wife is from the Amazon. There's actually a state in Brazil called Amazonas, which means Amazon. And she's from there. And back in 2020, you know, a lot of things were going on during that time, and it became a little bit of a soul search for me somewhere around August or September. And my wife and I, we were trying to see what we could do to help people. It was just like, I felt like we needed to be doing more. We should be making more of an impact somehow. And so that led to us thinking that we could, during the Christmas time there in her hometown, is called Parintins. It's in the middle of the Amazon. And there's about 100,000 people that live in the city itself. And during that time, they have, you know, they receive letters from Santa Claus, and the post office would, you know, ask neighbors if they would be willing to look through the letters and find some that they could donate to. And so my wife and I decided that we'd like to see if we could help 50 families down there. And so we started a little fundraiser down there, and to help, you know, purchase presents and food and things like that. And then the post office said, you know, well, we're not doing it this year because of COVID. And so we decided, okay, well, we're going to figure out some way to do it. So we had some friends volunteer to go to some of the poorer neighborhoods and ask if anybody would be willing to accept some presents and food. And as all of that came through, you know, we were blessed enough to be able to help about 80 families with presents and food during that time. And as this all came about, there was a girl, a little 8 or 9 year old girl, that came up to our friend and asked, well, you know, what are you doing here? I see you going all to these houses. What are you doing? And he's like, well, I'm here to see if you'd like to have some presents and for food. And she's like, well, I don't need any presents, but I'd like to have a whiteboard. And because she said, I don't have a school. And when I heard about that, I was like, I asked my wife, I was like, is that true? She doesn't have a school? Can that be true? And she said, yeah, that's the way it is down there. I'm like, no way. And I come to find out, you know, my wife growing up, she grew up in what's called the interior, which is the middle of nowhere. She didn't have any electricity, no plumbing. You know, the house was built on stilts because the Amazon River rises and falls, you know, significantly every year. It's not like 5 feet, it's like 20 or 30 feet every year it rises and falls. And so their house would flood and things of that nature. And so when I heard that this girl doesn't have a school, and then my wife explained to me that, you know, she didn't have a school growing up. She didn't learn to read or write until she was 12 years old because her mom at the time she was pregnant with the seventh child, and my wife is the second of oldest of 8 children. And she was, at that time, her mom was pregnant with the seventh child, and she decided that she had had enough. She wanted a future for her child, for her children. So she left, took all the kids to the city, left the interior, and took the kids to the city. And, you know, at the time, my wife didn't know how to read or write. She's 12 years old, and she's going to school with kindergartners because that's her level. And so it just, all of this to say, that it opened up my eyes to the situation down there. And I just couldn't believe it that in 2020, there's still situations like that where children don't have schools or the schools are in disrepair or they get flooded every year. And because there's outside of Potenchin, there are 170 river communities. And in these 170 river communities, they don't even really know exactly how many children are there. They just know there's at least 8,000 children that are part of these 170 river communities that surround Potenchin. Now, they're not close either. They're spread out. And out of these 170 communities, 45 of them don't even have any schools. And there's 26 of the schools that are built get flooded every year because of the Amazon River rising and falling. And so they have to close their doors 4 to 6 months out of the year, depending on how bad the flood was that year. And so I know I've said a lot, but I mean, that's part of, that's why we're so passionate about it, because my wife went through all of that. She understood how difficult it is to live in those areas and then to try to make more of your life, because especially now with the internet, the children, they understand. I mean, they don't really have it, but their teachers that come and teach them have the internet on their phones or on their computer that they bring with them, because there's no computers at the schools, amazingly. If they have one light, it's a crazy situation down there.
For our listeners, Aaron, let's talk about the importance of docks. I know that Pacheco Municipal School has a new dock, and they made signs that said "Abrigado Sunshine Life," which means "Thank you, Sunshine Life," giving credit to this effort to help them to be able to get to school. Let's talk about the importance of those docks.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, the Amazon River rises and falls every year, and so at this particular school, and it's not just this one, there's lots of schools that have the same issue, but at this particular school, they had built the dock about 50 meters out, and the river had gone much lower than normal. And so they had to close their doors because the children couldn't get to school safely, because it just becomes very mucky, and the boats can't go up through there to get. So they had to close their doors. And so we extended the dock another 70 meters, so in total was 120 meters of dock for these children, so that they can, safely get off their boats and then walk to school. And it's just, it's one of those things, we think we've got our buses that come and pick us up a lot of times just right in front of our door and drop us off right in front of the school. And for them, they're in these canoes, they're motorized typically, motorized canoes. Somebody will go around and pick them up and then come and drop them off at school in the morning. And it's just an amazing thing that we have all these wonderful blessings here, and they are lacking so much. But just without those docks, they have, without being able to get to school, of course, if the students can't get there, they had to close their doors. And so we were able to get the dock built long enough so that they could get to it after about a week of closure. So we were very happy to be able to help that community with Emity.
Absolutely. Right now, folks, we're talking to Aaron Emmons, and we're talking about Sunshine Life, and we're talking about supporting young people in the Amazon, helping to educate these young people. If you'll stick with me, Aaron, let's talk some more about the needs for Sunshine Life, how you can help these children in the Amazon, okay?
I do. Thank you.
All right, folks. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Cullman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. For all of your concrete needs in North Alabama, contact Esteban Tovar with Tovar Construction Company. With free estimates and quality work, no job is too big or too small. Give Tovar Construction a call at 256-216-7555 or 256-321-5989. You can also see some of their great work at Tovar Construction Co. LLC on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can join us today supporting and helping children and their education in the Amazon. To do that, I have with me Aaron Emmons, and he is a brother to Annie McDaniel, who is Miss Annie's home and kitchen. We're glad to be able to have Aaron on the line with us right now. He talked about his wife being from the Amazon, her not knowing how to read or write until she was 12 years old or starting to read and write at 12 years old, and in the kindergarten class when her mother just decided we're going to move to the city. And we've heard that story, and we've heard the importance of this effort when it comes to young people in the Amazon, the education needs that they have. Welcome back to the show, Aaron Emmons.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So glad to have you, and thank you for stepping up. I know that it's a motivation for you to have a spouse who is from the Amazon, so I know that that's an encouragement to you
to keep moving forward on this effort because you understand your wife's story, and that could be another child's story in the Amazon, the very same story. If they don't get the help that they need, then they're going to stay behind, and that's not what's going to help them move forward in life. But this education need that you found, it sounds like you have a real purpose here, Aaron.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate you saying that about the purpose, you know, because there's times when, you know, through our life when we sometimes go through tough periods, right? And finding that purpose, that service to others was what I found for me personally brings true happiness to my life. And so, and finding and understanding what's going on within the Amazon. I mean, and another amazing thing is that there in those river communities, they only have school K through 9. They don't have 10th, 11th, and 12th grade there because the state is in charge of educating that time, and they just don't have any high schools out in the middle of there. And so most of the children there, they understand after 9th grade, there's very little options for them, and so most of them don't even think that they can do much with their life because they've never seen anybody be able to leave their community and do something other than what's currently going on in that community. And so, you know, as we've interviewed some of these children, you can see in their eyes the love that they have for education and what they want. But they also understand the reality. And the reality for them now is they don't have any options. And, you know, they say, you know, I know that's probably too late for me, but, you know, I have brothers and sisters that need help. And I would love for them to be able to have the opportunities that I currently don't have. And that's what those teenage students that we found have voice to us. And, you know, they want to become teachers. They want to become doctors. They want to come back and help the community. But their options are so limited because of the situation that they're in.
As you shared in the first segment about your wife, and we think about her going into the city at 12 years old, being in a kindergarten class, learning how to read and write, what was it for her that allowed her to take the steps to get to where she is today, when you think about the fact that it only goes to 9th grade for these young people?
Determination, honestly. I mean, there was a lot that she had to overcome, a lot. And she always was someone to help others, always. She has a huge heart. She loves dogs. You know, if she sees a stray, when you go back there to her hometown, there's lots of stray dogs. She's always carrying food with her to hand to the dogs and try to help them and things of that nature. But yes, that the determination that she was just not going to give up. She was going to continue. She stuck with many abuses, of course, because she's a poor girl that doesn't have nice clothing. You know, the nickname they gave her was Kaganaga, which means poops in the water. It was a very tough time for her, but, you know, she moved, she kept going forward. She ended up graduating high school when she was 21 years old, and she just continued fighting for her and her family. She has a brother now who's a doctor, another brother who's a principal at one of these schools in the middle of the Amazon, and a sister who's a CPA, and her youngest sister, who's deaf, is the first person, male or female, in the state of Amazonas to get her master's degree. And so I'm very proud of the determination that my wife has had in her life and the things that she's been able to do to help her family. And as part of this, you know, like I said, like I explained a little bit earlier, we understand what it's like, and that she knows firsthand what it's like to live in the interior. And it is difficult, very difficult. And what's amazing is, you know, my wife was there 30 years ago. And it's still the same today, 30 years later. Nothing's changed. And so, you know, it was one of those things for me. At first, it was like, okay, why you, Aaron? Why are you going to be the person to do this? And then it was more became, why not me? You know, if I don't do it, who will? And so then that just led on to those steps of trying to make it happen.
And how did you meet your wife?
Online. We met online. You know, it was just one of those things where I was just, something prompted me to put in Brazil for whatever reason. So I typed in a little search, Brazil. And, you know, I was scrolling through the profiles and I saw her on there and I was just like, she's pretty. So I tried to see if she was real. So I went to Facebook to see if she was real. And so sent her a message, and yeah, that's all she wrote. We'll be married 5 years coming up here in December.
Very cool. I love that. And of course, your sister Annie put this on my radar after I had her on the Mark White Show. What do you think about Miss Annie's success with her home and kitchen effort?
Oh, it's amazing. I love it. I mean, Annie, as you know, she's a very special person. She really is. She has an amazing personality, and she's always helping other people. She's, you know, with her Miss Annie's Educational Adventures as well, where she's teaching children, you know, and some of those children that she taught so many years ago are now principals at the school. And so I love what she does, and she and her husband put all of their heart into everything that they do, and I'm just very grateful for the success that she's having.
And I want all of the Miss Annie supporters to find you on the web at sunshine-life.org and help to support this effort. It sounds like a great work that you're doing, and I know that it takes money to make it happen. How do you want people to contribute?
Well, thank you. Yes. So there's a few different ways that they can do it. So they can text Sunshine Life, all one word, to 53555. And that will allow them to make a donation to that with something quick and easy. But you can also go to Instagram. It's Sunshine Life Amazons that they can look up there. And there's also on the webpage, you know, sunshine-life.org. There's a donation portal that you can use there. Yeah, so we're currently looking to actually build a school in a community that serves about 15 children. And so that's our project that we're working on right now.
Excellent. The Mark White Show just became a monthly supporter, Aaron, of your efforts. So I'm looking forward to looking into more of what you're doing, this great work, and supporting this effort.
Well, thank you, Mark. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Folks, again, follow Sunshine Life on social media. Go to the website, sunshine-life.org. You can do just like I did. You can make a one-time donation, or you can make a monthly donation and support this effort to help these young people. This is about education. There's a crisis, and it's enormous in the Amazon. Together, we can solve this problem, and you can join by giving once or on a monthly basis and know that your generosity will help children transform their world. This is what the Mark White Show is about, not only our communities here in this country, but communities everywhere around the world. And I thank Aaron Emmons for joining me here on the Mark White Show today. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, Mark.
Absolutely. The folks here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White.
encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com. and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at AthensBible.com.
These are my kind of people.